The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey guys, Patrick here. First day of E3 2015, and I got a chance to stop by the Capcom booth and check out Street Fighter V, which I'm a huge Street Fighter guy. I've been itching to get my hands on this ever since it was announced. And I'm joined by my good friend over here. What's your name?
Matt Dahlgren.
Matt Dahlgren, what do you do at Capcom?
I'm a director of marketing.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we just got a chance to play a couple rounds of it. Played Ryu, played Bison, you got the new characters Nash and Birdie. But, you know, I play a lot of Street Fighter 4. Obviously, a lot of people in the world still love that game very, very much. What made y'all decide to go ahead and start Street Fighter 5 development, and what did y'all want to accomplish you couldn't do before in previous Street Fighters?
Great question. So it's the launch of a new console cycle, right? And Street Fighter 4 was really the dominant fighting game of the last generation of consoles, and we felt like this was the right opportunity to really up our game and make this the most dominant fighting game of this generation of consoles. As far as what we want to accomplish, I mean, we want growth. I think this is going to be a really big milestone for the Street Fighter franchise. We have a lot of key learnings we had from Street Fighter 4. We're very, very proud of the product that we have in store. We've got some very ambitious plans, so good times await for fighting game fans for sure.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let's talk about the new mechanics here we got talking about. So obviously in past Street Fighter 4, we had the focus attacks, more of a turtling defensive kind of stance. I'm seeing more of an offensive-based Street Fighter in Street Fighter 5. Can you break down what the new mechanics are in the game?
Yeah, so we just revealed the new variable system. That's the core gameplay mechanic behind Street Fighter 5, and there's three things that you can do with that. There's a new gauge called the variable gauge. The first is a V-trigger. It uses all of your V-gauge. It basically allows you to unlock the true potential of your character, but it still takes skill to be able to use. It's really easy to activate. You just press heavy punch and heavy kick at the same time, but it's still up to the player to actually score damage after they've activated their V-trigger. The second aspect is called a V-skill. That essentially adds a new level of utility to your character. So it's like a special move or a parry. Something that could help them deal with projectiles. That would require 0 meter. It's just medium punch and medium kick, and you can use it, and it's different for every single character in the game. The last aspect is V reversals. It's very similar to what we had for alpha counters before, but basically if you're under a lot of pressure, you can activate your V reversal and gain some space between you and your opponent.
Cool, very cool. So obviously character balance is a huge thing for Street Fighter. You've gone through many iterations of Street Fighter 4, took feedback from, you know, the best players from all over the world. Did y'all go through that same process for Street Fighter 5? Have you brought in pro players since the beginning to kind of balance it out, or are you guys doing it internally right now and then put it out and then see what the response is like?
Yeah, right now we're balancing internally. We do really respect our fans' feedback. This is the first time that we're running beta tests for the game. So we will be collecting balance feedback as those go live, for sure.
So in terms of new characters, obviously we're returning alpha characters back. what was your game plan here? Did you want to bring back characters that maybe got a little bit forgotten, kind of like Karen and some other ones like that from Alpha? Or, you know, did you want to use this opportunity because you have a new system? Did you want to design brand new Street Fighter characters, you know, on top of that to basically take full advantage of this more offensive, faster-paced Street Fighter?
Yeah. So we're very proud of the roster that we came up with. We're starting off by kind of showing old returning characters, but they've been redesigned to the point where they're pretty much brand new when you see them. If you look at Birdie, he wasn't necessarily the most fan requested to come back in, but we had such a good concept behind the character, and he really fit the style of Street Fighter V. That's why we chose to put him in there. We will have all new characters. We just basically wanted to start off with our fan favorites, kind of show you what we can do with the returning cast, and later down the line, we'll get in some brand new characters as well.
Excellent. I know it's really early on, but are there any game mode ideas that y'all been pulling around with that, you know, y'all couldn't pull off before? Or you're like, oh man, this is something really good. You know, can we take this to the next level? Like, what have y'all think about design wise for gameplay modes?
So I would say, we're just getting started. So this is the first reveal of our battle system. So we're getting people used to our new engine. I would say we'll get into details about specific modes at a later date. We do have a very renewed focus on online play, so we want to make sure that our online experience is best in class, and that's really the driving factor behind why we're doing these beta tests. We want to make sure that we can iron out all the kinks of our online system and make sure that that is going to be a very suitable platform that helps fighting games grow.
Is it going to be using the same netcode that Street Fighter 4 has, or have y'all come up with something new this time around?
We've come up with something new. It's run off of, it's called Kagemusha. It's our proprietary rollback netcode. So we'll be able to get a taste of it on July 23rd once the beta goes live.
Excellent, excellent. Final question. I just got to say I'm impressed by the level design for the stages. I noticed that when I did a hard knockdown to end a round, it actually put me through a wall, or put you through a wall, Matt, mind you, to the next stage. Can you kind of break down what you wanted to do with stage interaction that y'all couldn't do before, and what you wanted?
Yeah, so basically they're like fun Easter eggs. We haven't revealed all of the ones that are going to be in the game yet, but on the China stage, yeah, the left side is destructible. If you get KO'd in the corner, it opens up a whole new section of the level. There's some also pretty fun hidden things in there. I know, like, if you defeat someone using Birdie's special attack, it'll actually, their head will be stuck into the ground. So nice little, like fun elements to add in there to just spice it up and give it some more character.
Very cool. And when the beta comes out, will it be this product that we see right here, or are you going to add additional things between now and the beta?
We will add additional things between now and the beta.
Very, very cool. And what was the date again for the beta?
July 23rd.
July 23rd. And are you targeting a 2016 release date right now?
So spring 2016. If you want access for the beta in North America, you can pre-order. Go to streetfighter.com. We have instructions there on what you need to do to be able to get access.
Great, Matt. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.